You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, welcome everyone. This week I'm from Sanctuary Point, which is near Huskisson in New South Wales. It's along the shoreline, and it's headed. We're heading up to Newcastle to spend Father's Day with my dad, which will be lovely on the lake, where I haven't got to do that for a fair few years with dad, and just enjoying ourselves. So welcome to my show, and happy Father's Day to everyone out there in Australia. I think Father's Day must be the following day for those of you in Washington, D.C., but have a wonderful day, and a wonderful day remembering if your father is actually on the other side. Know that he is around you, and they're around you, and they will be with you on this special day. So thank you for joining me on Mediumship Uncovered. So I know I've got a lot of followers who watch every week. So thank you for being with me. So we cover mediumship. I do a reading online, and it's just about learning everything to do with mediumship. So just know that our loved ones are always around us all the time. I'm asked if our loved ones leave us or if they disappear, and sometimes after they pass for quite some time and they've been gone for quite a while, we don't feel them as much, and they don't ever leave us. Sometimes we just don't need them as much, so we just don't feel them as much as when we first did. So today we've got Megan from the USA. How are you, Megan?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So you're from Rice Lake, is that right?
Yes, in Wisconsin, in the United States.
Wonderful. Welcome. Thank you for following my show. So, and so you know how I work. I communicate directly with spirit. So, and they'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. So you can give me a little bit of feedback, because then they usually get quite chatty and they give more information, as you know. So, and you can also ask for someone in particular as well. So I'm actually getting a father coming through with you, and I'm getting this as an older man from your dad's side of the family, and so your grandfather, if that makes sense. Now, has there been issues with your father?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's talking about where he is around your father at the moment, if that makes sense, and where there's been a lot of health issues with him. Okay, and I actually feel that he's talking about where things may not ever, where he may not get fully better, but it's like him stabilizing a little bit. And he's talking about where he's a little bit of a character, this man. Is Dad hard to get along with? Is he a bit grumpy at the moment?
Yes, he's very stubborn, and I think is having a hard time letting go of his independence, because he's now permanently disabled, and that's been a challenge for him. He's currently in the hospital as well.
Yeah, because they're talking about where you can't fight him, you can't really do anything, and he won't do anything until he's ready. And they're saying, don't even fight him, it's not worth it.
Nope, it never was, never is.
No. And I've got his mother on the other side also. So I've got mother and father on the other side, and they're both around him, supporting him. And they're talking about where, and are they, is he going into more care but doesn't want to?
He should. He might be getting more care, but yeah, he will refuse that until there's no option.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I do see more, it's like he won't allow it any other way. And it's almost like he gets real anxiety and real stress about it and just cuts everyone off before they even start to talk about it. And I do see a lady coming in and supporting him, and I feel like it's not a family member. It's someone, it could even be a counsellor or someone from some care plan. And I feel like she'll have the right way of dealing with Dad. And it's almost like he'll listen to her a little bit rather than listening to family. So, and yeah, I do I feel like this lady will help. Okay, she might already be here, but I do see her helping with this situation. So, and is Mum on the other side? Your mum?
My mum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've got Mum coming through, okay, and she's saying that, and did Mum and Dad not get along very well?
My mum and Dad?
Yeah. Because she's saying she's around him. Because she's saying, I'm around him, but it's like she wouldn't put up with his rubbish.
And she was the only one he would listen to.
Yeah, and she's saying he's gotten a lot worse since she passed, and she's talking about where she never put up with any of his rubbish, but he just adored her. And she's also talking about where he just, it's almost like he just wants to be with her now. She's telling me that he actually feels her and sees her around, and she's talking about, we didn't really believe in this, so he thinks he's going a little bit crazy at times, but he does find a lot of comfort with her around. And she just wants you, she's so proud of you for everything that you're doing for him, or trying to anyway. And she says, see, well, there, he's hard work at times, isn't he? She's saying. And
sure
I feel like she's full of life and funny, and she not much got Mum down, where Mum was very lighthearted, and where it was very hard to get cranky with her or be miserable around Mum, because she just didn't allow that energy into her life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and she just wants you to know she's around. She's talking about where she's looking after Dad from the other side. So, and she was very gentle about coming in, but she also let your dad's parents come through first, because that's just how Mum was. And she's very excited that she can see you, and she can help you, and she can be around you all the time. Do you have a son?
I do.
Because she's talking about your son and being around your son, and she's talking about congratulating him around. I'm not sure if he's got a new job or because she's talking about him learning something new and where there's something to do with work with him, and just congratulating him. I feel like this is something that's going to be and he may not even have this yet, but I'm seeing study around this job or going away to study. But I'm seeing him actually in quite a high role eventually, and where you he's going to take a lot of responsibility on board. But she's talking about, is he still at school at the moment?
Yeah, he's 9, turning 10.
Yeah, because she's talking about he's still at school, and she's talking about where he's not even near this career yet, but she's talking about him becoming like it'll be something like an engineer, and where he'll go away. Yeah, and where he's very good with robotics and very, very smart, this boy. And she's just saying, oh, she's so excited, and she says that this I'm seeing him maybe working for NASA or something like quite huge like this, and she says she'll be very proud of him when he gets older. So, okay. Even that, you're already proud of him, but she says that he's going to be absolutely amazing. So, yeah, and she says she's around him, supporting him all the time. And do you have a daughter as well?
I don't.
She's talking about a little girl, a young girl that she's around also.
It's probably my nieces.
Yeah, because she's talking about being around the young girls too. She just didn't want to leave them out.
Yeah, she loves them.
Okay. Okay, love, it was nice to meet you. Know that Mum's around you all the time, and she's trying to help with Dad, and good. So is his parents. And wishing you a lovely, happy Father's Day with your dad as well. I'm not sure when that is over there. Maybe tomorrow or... it's a totally other day. I'm not quite sure. I didn't look it up beforehand, but have a wonderful, special day anyway with your dad. So thank you for joining my show. See you later.
Thank you very much for reading.
Bye-bye. Okay, so what I was saying before, it's about and our loved ones never leave. And sometimes with our readings, people come through straight away, or sometimes they come through very gently, just so I don't get people upset. So, and spirit will always be gentle and always know the right things to say. So it's lovely for you to join my show in Sanctuary Point. Thank you. If you want to book a reading with me, it's at mediumdonnayoung.com, and I also always have specials on Magic Gift, which is M-A-J-I-K gift.com. I'll see you all next week. Have a wonderful holiday and a weekend, and I'll see you all again next week on Mediumship Uncovered. Bye.